It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Max? Max, are you there?
What?
Max.
Max. Ben, what?
You were dead. We revived
you. Oh my God, again?
You died.
Lotus Blend killed me again.
It did.
I was deceased.
You had a heart attack. Your heart was broken, actually.
Oh my God. Pods.
And that's Kim in our chat is saying I should have just stormed out.
You should have stormed out.
I should have just been very pissed.
You should have sang me this song.
I just want to get your attention. I really love you. I love you. Hey. But I want to get some. I really want to make you my wife. So I said, Hey, daddy.
Hey, daddy, hey.
Hey, daddy,
hey.
Hey, daddy. Okay, are you good,
baby? It always comes back to daddies.
It always comes back to daddies or creepy Uncle Nick. But look, I would have sung that song, but I don't know what that song is.
Yeah, I actually have to admit, I was not familiar with the song right off the bat. It is Usher song, Hey Daddy by Usher. Are you familiar with Usher?
Yeah. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yes. Yeah. By Usher and Lil Jon.
Yeah. Remember in Hitch when Will Smith was like teaching Kevin James how to not be a loser? And Kevin James was like, they were like dancing to the Usher song and they were like, do-do-do-do.
Ben-knowing Usher. There we go.
Because of
Kevin James in Hitch.
Yes.
Because of Kevin James specifically. Knowing Usher and Lil Jon.
You know what? If they played one of the classic Love is Blind Orchestra songs, if they were doing that, then I would have been like...
Yeah, that's real music, okay. Usher. Join the Love is Blind Orchestra, okay?
If they came in and they all went to Bliss or to Tiffany and they were like, you're a bad girl, Ben. Then I would have been like, they're doing that.
That would have been hilarious. The producers are like, sorry, you cannot sing Usher. You have to sing one of these selections of Love is Blind Orchestra songs.
You wouldn't know. I mean, who doesn't know? Everybody knows.
Yeah, who doesn't know Bad Boy?
Everybody's a huge fan of them. Look, we were at the Red Rocks concert. It was sold out. Sold out.
I didn't know that Razzle Dazzle from Chicago was part of Love is Blind music, but I guess it is.
It is. It's not. It's Netflix owns the copyright for it. They do.
Ben, I just want to say once again, now that she's not here talking behind her back, how amazing LC was as a guest.
Oh my God, amazing.
Oh my God.
I'm so happy. That went so well.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
She was so fun. I was like, this is why she was cast. She must have just talked like that in the interview, and they were like, we got to put her on TV. She's so funny.
And really, like, the more we talk to her, the more enraged I feel like we get that we were robbed of her on Perfect Match for so much.
I know.
She was barely on it. It's quite frankly annoying. It's annoying because she's great.
Yeah, I know. They should have just like put her in, just like just have three dates. I don't understand why they had to stick to the format. And then you just throw in LC at the end when she's so funny. And you could tell how great she was when she came in at the end. I was like, oh, LC is really cool. I kind of forgot about that because I hadn't seen like Love is Blind in such a long time. And we saw so little of her in the pods, but she was such a good guest.
And it was like we so rarely get Love is Blind guests. Obviously, Shane was our first ever.
Yes, so rarely.
Just last week. So, yeah.
We haven't had one in like a whole week. It's so rare.
Haven't had one in a week, but he was the first one, keep in mind. So, I mean, it was just really nice to get a perspective from one of the cast members about what it's like on this show. It was a really fun episode. I loved it.
You're right. Statistically, it is rare. We have had two in almost 250 podcast episodes.
Not good.
300 with the Patreon.
Our success rate is not amazing.
It is low. It is low. I do want to say something seriously real quick on the podcast. So my mother, I did talk about this around the time of Circle season. What was the last one? Season five.
Season
so
three.
This is serious. This is not a joke. We do usually joke. My mother's kidneys are failing, and we are looking for a kidney donor. I would donate myself, but I am medically ineligible, as is the rest of my family, unfortunately. So we are sending out across the airwaves and social media looking for a donor, if anybody is willing to, or if you're not, if you could share the word. We're going to do a post on social media either today or tomorrow, if you could share it once we post it, or if you're interested in donating or looking into it. The website is helpsharonfindakidney.com. My mother is an amazing person who has not only been an amazing mother to me, but has always been helpful in her community and with other people, and is just an incredible person.
She's awesome and supportive of our podcast too.
Yes, she's been so supportive of the podcast and always advises us in all of our decisions. Ben always says, Max, we should really call your mom about this.
I always say, ask Sharon whenever.
Yeah, we need to ask Sharon about this. So, you know, the best thing that you guys can do is, you know, first of all, donating the kidney is the best thing that you can do. The second thing you can do is help share the word. The website is helpsharonfindakidney.com. Blood type really doesn't matter these days. We have a lot of medical advancements, and I would just really, really appreciate your help spreading the word. So thank you for taking the time to hear. So Kimberly in the chat, sending positive thoughts to your mom, Max. I really appreciate that. And everybody that's reached out so far about it, thank you so much.
Yeah.
But let's get back to Love is Blind, everybody, shall we?
Let's do it.
I just want to say, I feel like these two episodes have been a little bit of like a slow kind of burn going on. I didn't mean to make that pun.
Burn is good. That means that this is the one. This is the season.
Yeah, this is the one, dude. This is slow burn is good, right? No, like it has been a slow burn, pun intended, that time. But I feel, and I have felt a little bored at sometimes, not just during, mainly during Tiffany and Brett. But I feel that we are getting set up for a lot of stuff, because like what LC was talking about, everybody is back burnering all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how many love triangles do we have? Everybody has a love triangle.
Everybody has a primary and a backup.
We have quadrilaterals of love going on.
Yeah. Some people aren't going to make it past. Some people that are being featured big are not going to make it past.
Yeah. So it's like in golf tournaments, do you have the first 2 days? So they do 2 18.
You're on a real golf kick right now.
I'm really enjoying golf right now. So they play 2 18 rounds, and then like only like half people make the cut. You know, I feel like some people aren't going to make the cut to the second 2 days, Ben.
Right. You could have compared it to any reality competition show, Survivor.
No. They're not making the cut.
You're just really into golf right now.
Do you know what I could have compared it to? The Amazon fashion show, making the cut. You know, where they literally don't make the cut. They tell them you don't make the cut, and then you don't make it to the next episode.
Sure.
That's Heidi and Tim Gunn's new show. Did you ever watch Project Runway?
I have seen Project Runway. I was not like a
designers actor. Make it work.
I love it. I love it. Yes.
Do you actually love it? It's really good.
No, it is good. I'm being sincere. I am.
Making the Cut had a rough, I think it's had two seasons. It had a rough first season. The second season, they really found itself, and it gets really good. They have really good designers on there. Highly recommend it. We're a really good show.
Cool.
Yeah. Reality, you know, so many different genres.
Can you believe we actually like reality TV?
No. I'll watch like any reality garbage for the most part. Except we're too afraid of Bravo, you and me. We're like Bravo. I'm like, I don't know what to do. Well, where to start?
It's
scary.
It's fear, but also curiosity, and like there is a desire. Trust me when I say like it's such a big world, but my God. Like I'm just dipping my, like I'm really started dipping my toes in the MTV universe like 4 years ago, I think. And I'm still not even close to having like a whole understanding of all the universe of characters that are on that network. You know, it's so vast. And the same thing with Bravo, huge. Yeah, very
I started
vast.
Watching Below Deck, and I was just like, no, I can't. This is too much. I would have to start. It was just too a random episode. I was like, no, can't do it. Yeah, sorry. No, not yet. One day.
We'll get there one day. We will. Yeah.
All right. Love is Blind. Women's quarters. Jacquelina, she's between Josh and Marshall. She says Marshall is smooth and Josh is crunchy. Like, no, she didn't say that. She said Marshall is smooth and Josh is a smack talker like herself. That is funny because isn't Marshall the smack talker? Marshall is a big smack talker.
Marshall's the really sensitive one, right? He's the sensitive one.
Yes, but he says this.
I'll be the bellboy. I'll take your shit downstairs.
He's the smack talker. He talks more smack than anyone.
I wouldn't talk smack about Josh. Have you seen those ears, Max? This guy has been in fights.
Oh yeah.
He's been in big fights.
But
a man that knows how to throw a punch. You can always tell who knows how to throw a punch based on their ears.
Marshall's
this guy has two cauliflower ears. Both.
Marshall's not afraid, though.
I think he should rethink that. I see two cauliflower ears.
Well, look, he's not saying, like, I'll be security. I'll beat your ass and throw you out the door. Like, I'll be the bouncer. He's saying I'll be the bellboy. He's like, I'll help you carry your bags. Can I have a tip? Do you think bellboys are intimidating? I think about them like with the little hats, and I think about them tap dancing. You know, like tap dancing bellboys.
Yeah, I always think about the bellboy from Hudsucker Proxy, where he's like,
"What is Hudsucker Proxy?"
You haven't seen Hudsucker Proxy, Coen Brothers movie? It's one of Coen Brothers' best films. I love it.
Well, a 1994 film with Tim Robbins. I haven't seen that.
Oh, you would love it. It's so funny.
I gotta
it's
hilarious. See it.
Yeah, they have a very cartoonish bellboy in that movie. Oh, you would love it, Max. You'd absolutely love that movie.
That's quite... Is that a deep cut? Is that a famous movie?
Yeah, I think it's pretty well known. Oh. Yeah. Just sound off in the chat if you've seen the Hudsucker Proxy.
Was there a bellboy in...
It's not like one of their most well-known movies. Obviously, when you think of Coen Brothers, you think of... You know, No Country for Old Men or Raising Arizona or something like that. But it's a good movie. Hudsucker's great.
I think of Great Expectations when I think of bellboys, because Pip was a bellboy.
You're gonna say Dickens. When you think of Coen Brothers, I was like, what?
No, no. Yes, I love when the Coen Brothers did their adaptation of of Dickens' Great Expectations.
Yeah. No, would you doubt that they would do that, though?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't doubt them doing anything, really. Okay, so Marshall, he says he's been bullied by his emotions and for his emotions, and the pods have been a safe place for him. He does seem like he's like, I don't want to say troubled, like in the sense of like he's a troubled person, but Marshall.
Okay.
Marshall, he's the one that's always like, I'm going to pack Josh's bags for him. I'm going to kick him to the curb. Like, he seems like emotionally like upset about this whole situation.
Whatever his last relationship was probably didn't go too well is what I'm guessing.
Well, I think about that for just everybody.
For
everybody in the pods, Ben. I don't think the relationships have gone well.
I'm just saying he seems very hurt. Protective yes. of himself. Yes.
So Kimberly, the one person in the chat besides your wife has not heard of Hudsucker Proxy. So no one has ever heard of this movie besides you and your wife.
Okay. Well, this is great then. Everybody who hasn't heard of it, go watch Hudsucker Proxy. Yeah. You will not be disappointed. It's really fun. It's really funny. You're going to love it.
So we're going to go live tomorrow. We're not going to recap Love is Blind. We're going to recap Hudsucker Proxy by the Coen Brothers.
We'll put up a poll, too, on Instagram and see how many people know Hudsucker Proxy.
So Jacquelina, her Roomba was dead ass named Marshall. Yeah, we talked about this. This is sponsored... content, a lot of brands coming out.
Super strange.
You thought that they'd be like, Jacquelina, can you please say your robotic, your self-automated robotic vacuum?
Yeah.
Your robotic vacuum.
Do you think this is going to be this is going to set up some fun scenarios if they do get married. And she's going to be like, Marshall, come clean up this mess. And then she looks down to the robot when it comes in and she goes, not you.
Oh,
and then Marshall, the human, is like, because you know, he gets so mad so easily.
Yes. He's like, I'm going to pack Marshall's bags. And she's like, are you talking to the third person again?
Yeah.
So they talk about parenting and sentimental shit, blah, blah, blah. Your parents.
Yeah, I will say, like, we've heard a lot of traumatic moments talked about on the show of like trauma that they had from when they were kids. The dad getting mad at you for doing bad with your math homework is one I did not expect to ever hear.
Wait, I thought that was. Say,
Is this not common in almost?
Wait, every I thought everybody's dad did that. I was like, this is normal. Your dad yells.
I was like, I had that too. Yeah, it sucks. Yeah,
I was like, duh. I was like, what's he so upset about?
It's like, yeah, I hated my dad getting frustrated with me during math homework, but you know, I'm not gonna talk about it in the booths. Odds, yeah.
I wouldn't talk about shit in the booths. I'd be like, I ain't saying shit, and yeah, you can't make me.
I'd just be playing beer pong the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be like, anybody want to play Beirut? And they'd be like, what the fuck is Beirut? I'd be like, beer pong. You guys call it beer pong, but in Jersey we call it root.
And then Micah would be like, you're such a nerd.
Yeah, everybody would be like, we don't want to have a date with the guy that calls beer pong Beirut for some reason. Why does he call it Beirut? And he keeps saying, yo, anybody want a root? So they talk, and she says she has to break up with her boyfriends then. And then Marshall says this.
Tell him Marshall sends love. Big rocks, motherfucker.
Yeah, Marshall wants her to send a message, you know?
Kick Rocks is back, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, we had Francesca say this too. I didn't know until I watched reality TV.
Told him to kick rocks.
Yeah, everyone well, needs
we,
to kick
we know
rocks.
From our on our Patreon, patreon.com/realityalert, we know from our recaps of the early aughts MTV shows, like Next, like Room Raiders, that this was a very popular thing to say was kick rocks, but it went away for a while. And it's back.
And
as Laura in our chat says,
hard. It's back hard.
Back hard.
It's back hard. So yeah, Tiffany and Brett, she apologizes for falling asleep. And then he's like, whatever. And then they propose. He proposes to her. She says, yes. Anything to talk about with them?
God. No.
We're really sorry to all the Tiffany and Brett stands out there, but your faves are boring.
I will say that Brett, if he really wanted to get her back, get a little bit of revenge, he could have said, I'm getting down on one knee, and then he says, will you? And then nothing, silence, and then he just roars loudly. He should start snoring.
That's I don't know if he has a sense of humor, though. I don't know what his... I don't know if he has a personality. I don't know his deal. Kimberly loves you know Tiffany and Brett. I'm so glad. That's good. I'm glad you're enjoying the show. I generally think that's a good thing. Kwame and... Micah, Kwame walks into this ready to propose to Micah, and Micah is like, we walked in as each other's favorite person, but maybe slow burn is the way to go. Maybe we should explore other connections. And I just want to say, the way that Kwame responds to getting rejected by Micah sounds like the way you respond when like you get when like I guess like you're either getting fired or like they tell you in a job interview that you're not getting it. Listen to this.
I was just going
to
say. Mm-hmm.
It's so funny.
Yep.
Okay, cool. That works for me. Well, thank you for taking your time, for listening. It was fantastic getting to know you. And I hope that works out for you to the best of your ability. I truly wish you the most luck. Thank you for being transparent with me. And hey, it's been real. Have a great rest of your night, okay?
It sounds like he's leaving a voicemail.
He does. It sounds like he's on the phone.
Yeah.
I got your facts. And thank you. And I just want to thank you for this whole process. And I will be leaving my resume with you in case a job opens up in the future, in case your engagement does not work off. But for now, I just think I want to appreciate everything that you've done. Okay, good. Goodbye. This is Kwame, by the way. Thank you.
I have reviewed the terms in your email, and I will not be moving forward as well with this project. Thank you so much for your time. I look forward to potentially working with you in the future. Thank you.
I was like, okay, dude. You really got caught off guard. Really, I was like, I feel so bad for
him. His mind went straight to form email response.
Yes.
That's what it was. Yeah.
That's kind of fucked up, isn't it? I can't be the only one that thinks that. It's kind of fucked up.
It is kind of fucked up.
You know, I think if we shorten that Kwame soundbite to just the okay, cool, I think that could be a reused one.
Yeah, yeah, I'll work on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Micah, at the time going, Micah after this is like, it's kind of weird how he like didn't react. He was like, yeah, so cool about it. I really wish he was heartbroken. Like, he should have been crying. Like, shouldn't people cry over me?
He should have cried so that she could have like laughed about it with Irina later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loser.
He cried. What a loser.
Yeah. And then she's like, why is Paul still in there with Amber? Like, he should have just like dumped her and ran. Like, God, she's a loser. So we get to Paul and Amber, and he's just like,
the mumbling was great.
I'm Paul.
Has he ever broken up with anyone before?
No, you know, he's the kind of guy that will just sit with someone and just stare at them. It's kind of like when you're in an interview and you want the other person to talk first. He'll just sit with someone until they realize that he's trying to break up with them, and then they'll like, break up with them first.
What's wrong? And he goes, and then she goes, are you unhappy in a relationship? Oh, so you are. What are you, breaking up with me?
I've looked over your scores, and they've been going down progressively over the past quarter.
The fuck you, Paul.
I think we're gonna hear that. I don't think that's the first fuck you, Paul, that we're the last fuck you, Paul, that we're gonna hear.
Nah.
Yeah, and Micah's freaking out this whole time, being like, am I getting played like a fiddle? Like, where is he? Why is he taking so long to break up with her?
It would have been fun if he was so scared to break up with Amber that he did.
He proposed.
Will you marry me?
Oh, shit.
Why can't you propose to two people, huh? Why can't you just like have two?
I thought Seattle was the land of opportunity.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that what it is? Isn't that the
name it's super progressive
on the Seattle license plates?
Look, Seattle, one of the most progressive cities in the country. Why aren't we doing poly relationships on Love is Blind? Come on.
When are we going to get a twist? Like, we're in season 4. Why isn't there a twist yet?
A poly twist.
So I love when Amber comes out crying and Irina is just so happy about it. She's so mean.
She's so evil. I kept thinking to myself, I was like, she's coming across so bad. Like, are the editors doing something here to like, and I just kept thinking about it. And I was like, no, there is like no way to edit around what this is.
She's
like,
mean.
She's really an asshole.
I know. It's amazing. I love her. A true villain.
The crazy thing is, I think Zach's gonna fucking propose.
I hope so. We need her.
I think he's gonna propose, but then I think he's gonna immediately regret it after. Like, I think that once they get to Mexico, he's gonna be over it.
Yeah, because he's gonna see how mean she is.
Oh, I know. Because he hasn't seen her interact with any other people.
But it's so obvious. Like, how can you hear those things and be like, I think you're misinterpreting it. She's just blunt.
But you know what, though? Like, where I might be getting a little ahead of myself here, but it's like she said, I'm about to see if he has a good judge of character. And yeah. if he chooses her, then I will be very comfortable knowing that I did not end up with the right guy because he chose her.
Jeez Louise. I really like this moment between Paul and Kwame, and Paul is like, being the villain sucks, like breaking someone's heart. And then Kwame's like, yeah, it does suck when, because of someone else, your heart gets stomped and your life and your hopes and dreams get destroyed. Like what you did to me.
I kept expecting him to keep pointing at himself. Me, you did that to me.
You did that to me.
He kind of was doing it with his face. He was like, yeah, I know, stupid. I know.
And then they just keep playing the hits, and the Love is Blind Orchestra plays one of their biggest hits.
Chop me to pieces.
Chop me
I don't know about you, but I sung it with the TV when they were doing it.
I did too. I was like, oh my God, they're bringing back Chop Me to Pieces.
That was
it's not
hit.
Because they just have a limited catalog that they work off of. It's because they knew Chop Me to Pieces was the only song appropriate for this in the world. It slaps.
Okay, folks, if you have the chance on our Patreon, that we actually went to the sold out Red Rocks concert, patreon.com/realityalert. We went to the sold out Red Rocks concert for the Love is Blind Orchestra. They played all the hits. We did commentary on it. You got to check it out.
Incredible.
One of the best episodes we've ever done. Ever.
Yeah, ever. Incredible stuff.
Our chat, they can back us up on that. Right, chat?
Please. Yes. So we get to the women's quarters, and Amber is crying to Chelsea in the yoga room, and Irina is hiding behind the counter in the wall, and she's listening to them and laughing at her while she's crying. This woman is a jerk. She's evil. Yeah. And I think I'm putting it lightly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. But I also, like, can't picture the season without her now. And I'm also, like, really hoping they have this archetype of character on every season, weirdly.
Yeah, like a total asshole. Yeah, we need
like a
that.
Total asshole.
Please. We've had people, like fight each other. There's usually like it's usually between the women, and there's usually like a big conflict, you know. There's like the Shayna, and there's like the get ready for war, you know. There's just like a war, but there's usually not someone who's listening to people cry and laughing.
Yeah,
people usually laugh at, like, Micah is like, you know, like, I'm happy that they broke up, but like I still feel bad looking at her cry. But Irina is like, I am happy looking at people cry.
Yeah.
Tears fuel me.
Oh, yeah. With, you love to see it on reality.
Well, I mean, they fuel me, too.
She's a true sociopath.
I mean, I feel it. The tears fuel me when I'm watching reality TV. I go, this is good content. We got crying. Let's go.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm not there. I feel like if I was there, you know, I wouldn't.
I mean, we love it. You love a good crying on reality TV, but who's going to instigate the crying? Yes. You know, that's important.
Kimberly said Micah still laughed, so she's a jerk too.
Yes.
They're all jerks.
Not cool, Micah. Not cool.
Not cool, everybody. Josh reminds Kwame, don't ruin what you have with your second choice because of what happened with your first choice. Because then you can't stay on the TV show. You don't want to ruin.
Yeah,
you got to hang around.
You got to get that camera time. Remember the followers. Remember.
Yeah. So Tiffany and Brett, you know, they love seeing each other, but they seem happy to see each other. They're happy when the door is open. They hug. They kiss. He proposes.
They have a smooch. Yes.
They have to put together the voices. This is season four. I mean, these reveals are all the same. What do we have to say about them?
Yeah. I mean, unless really not
they are unhappy in the reveal, there's really not much to say at this point.
You know what they should do, just to mix things up a little bit? You
just
know.
Do a fake person and see what they react.
No, yeah, yes. Get
a cow.
Get like a 90-year-old man to come out with a cane or something like that. You know, that'd be fun. No, or here's what you should do: a little cross promotion. The floor is lava.
Oh, that they would have be to get sick.
To each other through obstacles with the lava floor. If they can get to each other, then they can get married.
Yes.
Yeah. How about that?
They should have Brendan Fraser in the outfit from The Whale come out and see yeah, how people
perfect.
React.
Perfect.
That's also cross promotion.
Yeah.
For the movie on Netflix. See how people react then.
Well, they'd all cry because
of the performance.
Because of the performance, yes.
Yes.
That's how they'd all react.
Yes. So we get Marshall, the shell with shoes on. No, we get Marshall and Jacquelina. I couldn't make it through. I know you didn't really like that movie.
Oh, I hated it.
Marie and I watched 15 minutes, and I was like, I can't do this movie.
And I love Jenny Slate.
It's like, what is this movie? 15 minutes. I couldn't do it. It was bad. Marshall says he wishes he could wake up telling Jackie his dreams and nightmares. What are you, a five-year-old? Also, how much do you hate listening to somebody tell like a story of their dreams? You know, if I'm not
if
I'm not in the dream and we're not having sex, I don't want to hear the dream.
Yes,
that's the only way it's interesting. It's like it's like somebody telling you a lie. It's like, I don't want to hear a lie. The dream didn't happen. Why do I want to hear a made up story?
Yeah,
it's a pet peeve.
That's why you don't read fiction books. I remember you told me that. You said, only biographies, nonfiction. You only watch documentaries too. I remember you said that.
Well, that's why I love reality TV, because it's so real.
It's all real. Mm-hmm.
Look at us.
Right? Simping. Look at us.
Simping.
I feel like we simp for people sometimes.
Do we?
Yeah, like for Francesca, we simp, you know, because she's queen.
Who doesn't?
Shayna. We simp for Shayna. Magic Mark. We simp for Magic Mark. Lots of people.
And Magic Mike.
Yes, and Magic Mike.
Just on that same subject. Yeah.
Yes. So Marshall keeps talking about how in love with her he is, and she's just like, oh, that's so cute, you're in love with me, because he's simping, and she's just like into another guy at the same time.
Yes.
So she says, I had a date earlier and he packed up his stuff because if it's not you, it's nobody here. And Marshall's like, when I hear about that, I get sick to my stomach. And she says, I can't end it with him yet because I don't want someone to go through that. And he's like, I know what we have, but I'm hurt by this connection. She's like, I feel like you're mad at me. And she's crying. And he's like, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at this other guy, whoever it is, for listening to me bare my soul for days. And he says he's packing up his stuff. He's a scoundrel, you know? And then she says she's going to throw up and runs out.
You don't really think Josh is a scoundrel.
Well, that's what Marshall thinks. I don't think so.
I don't think so. Wait till Marshall finds out that they're all dating other people.
I know. He's been listening to me say I love her, and he hasn't been doing anything. It's like, yeah, maybe because your emotions are like running haywire, and you're talking about like beating people up and stuff. You know, it's like,
yeah, yeah. Starting with my dad.
Maybe he's private. Ooh. Maybe he doesn't pod kiss and tell.
I tell you what, don't ask Marshall to solve a math equation ever, or else he's gonna be really upset. Yeah. Be really mad. Don't ask him what a squared plus b squared equals, otherwise he might hit you.
When Jacqueline was like, I feel like I'm gonna throw up, and she runs out of the pod, I was like, is she pod pregnant? I was like, what happened? I was like, she have morning sickness? Is she pod pregnant? What happened?
Check the walls. Are there any holes?
Is this
holes
our first
there?
Love is Blind pod baby? What happened?
Are there any holes in those walls?
Yeah. Check the walls. What happened? Oh my God. Think time works differently in the pods, you know? Time moves faster. Anything is possible.
They're like, oh, there is a hole in that wall. Oh, this must have been Shane's pod. Okay.
The baby can be born on the 10th day. When he walks out of there, he says, I know what I need to do. And he seems very angry. I'm like, are you going to try to fight Josh? That's a very ill-advised plan.
Ill-advised plan. Again, look at the ears. Don't do it.
Mm-hmm. I'll be the bellboy. I'll take your shit downstairs.
I'll be the dumb waiter, and you'll be the food, and I'll send you down to the kitchen, and they'll take you and they'll dump you in the garbage. Yeah, that's what I'll be. I'm dumb waiter.
And then you'll have to wait there for a whole week because the trash guy already came earlier today, and they're not going to come again for a whole week. So you're going to have to sit in that trash the entire time. And you know what you're going to be doing? You're going to be surviving off of the scraps of all the leftovers that people in the hotel didn't eat. So yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Gotcha, man. Yeah. And then Jacquelina is crying, and Irina and Micah are just laughing over her. They're just laughing about it.
That was insane.
Mean girls.
My God, and it's like right above her too. Good Lord.
I know. Over in the men's quarters, Marshall's talking to Brett, and he's like, someone is playing mind games with me over Jackie. And Josh is like, you talking about me? Marshall's like, it depends. Did you say you were packing your shit up? Tell me the truth. Did you say you were packing your shit up? And he holds the light over his head, and it's a detective thing. It's a film noir, but he's the good cop and the bad cop, and he's the baddest cop in the biz.
Yeah. He's like, after I put a mint on your pillow this morning.
I carried your bags and you didn't give me a tip, motherfucker.
Tip me. 20% is customary.
I put your shit on that wheelie cart and those wheels were in grease. You know how hard it was to push that down the hall all the way to 401D. Yeah, Josh says I didn't say anything because people were talking and it deterred me, but I have caught feelings. Yeah, that's an easy thing to say now, wise guy. Marshall says there could be potential for your heart to be broken. Wow, that's quite the threat.
Wow.
Marshall is very confident.
Oh, yeah, he is. Very confident. It was weird how that... It was weird how after their conversation, he asked how the air conditioning in his room was working and if everything was going well.
Yeah, I can send up a repair guy at any time. And just press *5 for the concierge. Room service ends at 1 a.m. If you want fresh towels, just ask housekeeping. And if you want them clean, just throw them on the floor.
We do wake-up calls, too, by the way, if you're not an alarm clock guy. So,
women's quarters. Chelsea says when she heard Kwame ended things with Micah, she was ecstatic, but it's hard to hear she's sad about it. Chelsea and Bliss says they won't settle and will just freeze their eggs and share a nanny when they're 50 if they have to. They're pitching a spinoff
show. You and I have talked about this.
About freezing our eggs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is, right?
Yeah, we have interesting dreams.
Our partners aren't too happy about it, but you and I, we've been thinking about doing it.
They really want to fertilize our eggs with their sperm. It's something that they want to do, but we're freezing our eggs.
We're freezing them. So yes. Sorry.
Interesting dreams we have.
They're goals, Max. They're not dreams. They're goals for the podcast.
Yes. Squad goals. Bringing them back with Kick Rocks. It's obvious Kwame is heartbroken about Micah. He says a confessional he loves how Chelsea reinforces that she wants to be with him every single day. Then
oh
Chelsea tells Kwame she hates that his breakup with Micah took a little bit of the connection away, but he thanks her for leading the start of the relationship, then offers to take the weight off her shoulders.
Wow.
Yep. There we go. We're getting metaphorical here on Love is Blind. Weight off the shoulders, reinforcements, all the good stuff here on Love is Blind season 4.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Paul and Micah. Paul says that he doesn't like that he hurt somebody, but he feels he made the right choice. And he proposes because she makes him feel like he's standing in the sun and he feels the warmth all over his body.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a compliment.
She took a really long time to respond, but...
But what if... Here's the thing is, what if she's, like, more of a rain person? She does live in Seattle.
I don't think
so. That could be not a compliment. That could be a bad thing.
I don't think he cares about how other people really feel.
You might
remember how he's like, we're going to Italy. We're doing this. You have this score. You know, he doesn't really care. He didn't ever ask, what's my score?
He's still got coupons in the eyes. The discounts. Plain discounts.
She says they're going to have a zesty life, but she's not like, we're going to have a zesty life. She's like, we're going to have a zesty life. Oh my God, I have a fiance. I'm so excited to marry Paul. Wow, we are engaged. She's about as thrilled about this engagement as we are.
Yeah. No, but they're going to get married though, for sure.
Yeah, I'm putting all my money on this one. I'm banking it.
You never know. You never know. We thought for sure Colleen and Matt wouldn't get married, and here
that's
we are.
True.
Here we are.
What was her profession? Was she like an oil salesman? She like sold oil or something.
Who?
Colleen. She was like
Oh yeah, something.
She's like
a horseback
horse astronaut.
Something like that.
A puppy.
She played second baseman for the Astros.
Could be it.
Or was she point guard for the Mavericks? I can't remember.
Something like that. Yeah.
I cannot remember what her profession is.
She might have been a parade route organizer or something like that.
Yes.
So we get to the women's quarters and we get to Cupcake Gate, Ben.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Bliss is making cupcakes for Zach's birthday.
Sounds like a fiasco I'd like to be involved in, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, I know. I would eat the fuck out of those cupcakes.
Yeah.
Irina says that's so wifey, and she comes over and asks Bliss for a cando, and Bliss, I'm very proud of Bliss for saying, no. No. Fuck no, you make me uncomfortable. Get the fuck out of my face and out of my life.
What was she gonna put it in?
Yeah, I know. What was she gonna do with the candle?
Is she gonna put it in like an apple or something?
I don't think she was gonna do anything with it. I think that Bliss was talking to, was it Monica? She's talking to someone, and I think that what the woman said to Monica was right. She was like, she did that just to make you uncomfortable. Don't let it get to you. Like, it wasn't about doing anything with the candle. It was just to fuck with you.
What she should have done was, because you could request stuff from the producers to put in the other person's pod. She should have just said, hey, I want you to go to the nicest bakery in Los Angeles, and I want you to get the best cupcakes that you can find. Like 5 stars. That has to be minimum 5 stars.
Yeah, why didn't they do that? That would have been so funny.
It would have been so good. And then she would have been like, so whose cupcakes were better? And he's like, honestly, these are the best cupcakes I've ever had.
I made them. I'm a baker, a professional baker.
I'm a professional baker. Then she keeps that up the rest of her life. Like she goes to she finds really good bakeries and brings it home. And then when he gets home from work, she's like, I made you these.
It's very Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes.
Yeah, this cupcake situation, it was just so funny. The balls to go over there, the cojones to go over and ask for the fucking, the candle is amazing. I love her.
It's wild.
She's such a great person, Irina. She's just provides such entertainment. I have to stand. Do you know what we're doing? I don't know if you're going to join me, but I'm just going to play this for both of us.
Look at us.
Right? Simping. Look at us.
Simping.
I'm simping for Irina.
Simping.
Simping. Zach goes, Irina goes in to talk to Zach, and she's like, I totally forgot about your birthday. I'm a bad friend. Can you feel bad for me on your birthday? Can we make your birthday about me and how sorry I am? Let's make your birthday about me.
And then he's like, oh my God, you have so much growth, and you're a wonderful person.
You're so and incredible.
I can see deep down in that you're one of the kindest, most caring, sweet, most compassionate people I've ever met in my life. And you can trust me on that because I have a great judge of character.
He's like, other people think you're a total asshole, dickhole, but I just think you're blunt. People don't understand you. People say you're really mean and a jerk, but I just know that you're honest. Yeah. I get you. We have a special understanding because a lot of people don't like me too. So maybe we can be unlikable together.
I've heard the stories, and I believe every last one of those women fell down the stairs. I don't think any of them. No. I really don't. I think they're all klutzes. They're all clumsy.
Ben, she said something that really bothered me. She used the word uncomfy. What is just say uncomfortable. Why do you have to say uncomfy? It sounds weird. What do you think about uncomfy?
It's a little baby talkish.
Yeah. Uncomfy?
Uncomfy wumpy.
Uncomfy wumpy. I'm uncomfy in here. Just say uncomfortable. It sounds weird. All right, sorry, it's a 50. I would be like, get out of my pod. I'm marrying the other one. I don't even know her name, but I got to marry someone else who doesn't say uncomfy.
Yeah, you'd sit there going comfortable. Say like, it. Say
I have word. Overlooked that you are the meanest person to ever be on this show, but uncomfy is where I draw the line. Uncomfy. You can laugh at all of the women crying on the show, but you saying uncomfy is terrible. Oh my God, the chat is going up on uncomfy too.
They hate uncomfy.
It's annoying and I hate it. Uncomfy, thumbs down. Well, I really thought that maybe this was just me being like overly anal about it, but no, you know what?
Look at us.
Right? Simping. Look at us.
Simping
against uncomfy.
That's right.
You know, Irina, we were for you, but now we're against you because of uncomfy. You ruined it. You ruined the whole fucking thing. Get off the show.
That's right.
Max You're and making I's us opinions. Uncomfortable. Uncomfortable.
We can flip on a 180 in seconds. In seconds. So she can win us back easily.
She ruined it. She ruined the whole thing.
The whole show.
Yeah.
This is our last episode that we're doing.
Disgusting. Bliss and Zach, she gives him the cupcakes. He says that this is like being in jail with a client on his birthday. We're so sorry you signed up for a reality TV show and now it feels like jail. Okay, we get it. All right. Bliss says today has been hard because of another person who's caused a problem. I really love everybody celebrating his birthday by making their problems about themselves, you know?
Yeah.
Really nice. I love when people are like, happy birthday. You want to listen to my problems?
It's a kindness thing because it's they're trying to make him feel better about himself. That's what it is, right?
Yes.
Has to be.
Zach just says, responds by saying, I could see myself marrying either one of you. This guy really has a way with words. This is what everybody wants to hear. You know, they don't want to be comforted. This is what these women want to hear. It's really nice.
Yeah.
You know, I just
dangle. We've said this before. You got to dangle. Yeah,
I'm 50-50 between you two. You know, there's nothing that I like more about you than her. You're basically the same person to me. You're just two bodies that I can marry. You know, you're just two humans. You know, I'm probably just going to flip a coin.
By the way, did I mention I feel like I'm in prison talking to you?
Yeah. I feel like I have a gun to my head, honestly, whenever I talk to you. And with her, it's like the same shit.
Oh, it's every woman's dream.
Yeah, she's like, this is a test, like, do you have good judgment? And he's like, I just understand you so well. And she's like, I understand you too. And I'm like, oh, this is a nice moment. And then he says, it's just overwhelming weighing you two. And it's like, she doesn't want to hear that.
Yeah.
You didn't need to say that. She knows that.
Yeah.
Wow.
He likes to be a little ambiguous, doesn't he? He likes to be vague with his statements. And it always comes across really shitty.
Do you feel that him and Paul are a little similar?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I keep kind of getting them mixed up in my head. I'm just being honest. I kind of feel like they're the same person, but I know that they're different. I do feel like they're just thin. They have dark hair. They kind of have a similar voices. I don't know. It's early days in the show.
You can't, like, it's really hard to tell if they have feelings at all.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, and they keep telling the women.
They're a little robotic right
they're
now.
They're robotic, and they just keep telling the women, like, it's so hard to choose between you two. It's like, shut up.
Yeah.
In like the least sympathetic way possible. It's like, be nice. Just be nice. Stop being a jerk.
Or like Kwame, you could do the form voicemail or email. You know, that always works too. Just be professional. Yeah,
the email thing.
Be professional. At this time, I am considering all options that are on the table. Things are going very well, and we want to progress forward with these options, but we will be making this decision at a later date. Thank you very much.
Well, that was a good... This has been... we get to the Micah and Paul reveal, and it's a cliffhanger, so let's see what happens. Hopefully someone's
they're
kind of
like... They're making it a cliffhanger like Paul's not going to be... They were alluding to like maybe that Paul wasn't going to like the way she looked.
He had this really long thing where he's like, I set up a reality in my head and hopefully the reality like works out in like an alternate dimension reality or something, but maybe it won't. Like, hopefully something happens. It's dramatic.
He's psyching himself out.
Yeah.
What he's doing.
When was the last time Mallory felt weird about Sal? That was the last like disappointment that we had, I felt like.
Yeah. She didn't like that he was short, I think, because she was like saying, she kept making comments of, usually I'm into like bigger, taller guys and things like that. She
didn't like that he like didn't have like a jersey on and he wasn't ready to go to the sports bar because she wasn't like other girls. She was one of those too. I was like, then why'd you pick him?
Second.
So this has been a fun little recap. We definitely did a lot of great recapping today, Ben. I think we deserve a round of applause. I almost played the theme song by mistake.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, everybody. So we will be back tomorrow to recap episodes 3 and 4 in the afternoon, probably around 2, 3, or 4, or 5, whatever. Just turn on your alerts. You should definitely subscribe to us, youtube.com/realityalert. You can also watch the episodes even when we are not live, and it's a great way to support the podcast. That is youtube.com/realityalert. You should also follow us on Instagram. It's another good way to know when we're going live. That is Instagram. We are at Reality Alert Podcast. We're going to be posting memes, drinking games, other fun stuff. So much fun. Follow us on Twitter at Reality Alert, which we tweet stuff while we watch the episodes and other reality TV. That is at Reality Alert _. And of course, subscribe to us at patreon.com/realityalert, because you can watch Love Center when we recap the whole week's best episodes, social media forecasts, give out awards to the season. Everybody on Patreon loves it. It's the best. Yeah.
Max's girlfriend is probably going to be a co-host on this season as well, just like she was for Perfect Match. It's a lot of fun. We have a good time on that show.
Yeah, it's so fun. And it starts only $5, but that $10 tier, also so much fun. So patreon.com/realityalert. And give us a 5-star rating on Apple. It really helps get us up on the charts and get interviews and stuff, and we can't thank you enough. Thank you for joining us. Anything else, Ben?
No, just don't do low star ratings. We do not accept those.
we don't accept that. And don't be mad that we made fun of Texas last season. Just get over it.
Get over it. Grow up.
Grow up, okay?
Bye.
Bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
That's kind of fucked up, isn't it? I can't be the only one that thinks that. That's kind of fucked up.